All right, let's get to the Prop Bet Casino. I hear we have some boxing in here as well. I can't wait for this. David, music.
Congratulations, Michael.
Yes.
David, you tied.
That's fine. I'm back. I'm winning again. This is good.
So
this is not an easy game, people.
No. You guys did a great job last week.
All right.
Okay.
I call that experience.
All right.
Did you hear the other new ones he's got?
No.
Oh, wait till he gives you one of these.
Oh, wait. I did hear one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Plug that in for me, Michael, if you would, please. About to lose a little juice.
Unbelievable. Mid-segment. Look at this. I got to stand up for what you just do to casinos.
Wipe us. Wipe us.
Right. Hey, the royal penis is washed. Come on.
All right. Michigan State taking on Illinois over under 22.5 points. Michigan State, total points.
Okay. Childs is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Off a bye. I would have done it for you. I was busting your chops. I'm going to go over. This has to be a game they look good. Do not anger me on a Saturday afternoon. They're wearing Gruff helmets. That's got to be worth 3.5 points.
They are.
Over.
Okay. Well, because hope is not a strategy, I'm going to say under.
You should have been put up for adoption.
I've heard that, Kenny. I'm going to go. They may not need that many points to win the game, so I'm going to go under.
I'm trying to watch a 16-14 game.
I'm here with you, buddy. I will go over.
Illinois is no good. They're down a couple defensive starters. Their coach wears a duvet cover as a quarter zip. Come on.
All right. Aiden Childs rushing yards, over under 31.5.
It has to be over if the offense is going to function. His legs are a weapon. And for the love of God, will you call the staff? I need some read option.
I got you the helmets. You're asking for a lot.
What was the number, Rico?
31.5.
I'll go over. They're going to use him as a weapon, as they should.
I'm going to go under.
He's just a bluebird of happiness over there.
He is something, isn't he?
I will go over as well. Nick Marsh receiving yards. Let me just put David down as under just before we give you the number. 68.5.
Over. I mean, he's clearly their best receiver. He's one of the best young receivers in America. And he catches one big ball a game and a couple of shorties. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, over.
Yeah, there's definitely a route to an over here. I agree.
Megatron, under. He's going over.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go under.
What the?
No, because I think that they're going to try to run the ball much like they did against Iowa, where it was just run.
Okay, you know what? At this point, just go back to Oregon. I'm done.
Here.
I can't do
this. They beat Iowa.
I don't want to watch it.
Well, then you don't want to watch
Throw
this.
Throw the football.
I can't believe that this is going to be an actual number, but over under MSU sacks. 0.5.
Over, because you simply can't have one sack in a season of Big Ten play. There's got to be a magical moment. I got to say over.
You believe in love?
I just believe in somebody tripping into Luke Altmyer.
Yeah, one time. It's got to happen one time. Give me the over.
Please.
I'm so disappointed in this defensive line.
So this is going to be like Michael Strahan. He just failed and you tapped
him. Anything. Anything.
Go ahead, David.
I'll go over.
Yeah, I'll make it a clean sweep. Over, under, Jonathan Kim made field goals 2.5.
Over. I need 2 touchdowns, 3 field goals to hit the over on the team total and have a satisfactory game. 5 scoring drives, 2 of them ending up in the end zone. I can live with that. Over.
No, they can't be settling for 3 when they need 6. Under.
Kenny, please.
No, Kenny's right.
I'm going under as well for that same reason, actually.
Oh, God.
And you're both right, which is why I'm going over, because they just get into the red zone and kick field goals.
This is the most depressing Prop Bet Casino ever.
Oh, well, then you're really going to hate this next question, because this is going to be a stray at Kenny. Over, under. No, actually, who has more interceptions in this game? Aiden Childs, Carson Beck.
Carson Beck.
He has given up on Beck.
You know what?
You've given up on Beck, man.
Hold on. What if it's just Beck having 3 touchdowns and 1 pick and Aiden playing a closer to the vest game? it still would be Beck. I don't think Beck's going to play bad tomorrow. I think Georgia wins, and I think they do it convincingly. But I think Beck, he's got a more punchable face, and that's the deciding factor.
What's your evidence of that? Oh, Beck's just going to play better. He's just going to be somebody
Kenny?
He hasn't been.
Kenny, there is no evidence for this nonsense. Beck.
Beck.
There's no, Beck. There's no evidence that Childs can have a clean game.
There we go.
So Childs.
There, that's the David what we all have grown to love. Kenny, is Beck that bad?
He might be. I don't know, man.
All right.
It's
I'm going to go with Kenny.
Question mark?
MSU halftime points in the game. Halftime total points. Or, for you, Mike, Jackson Kohler total points scored later that day in a game against Bowling Green.
Kohler for the game?
Kohler for the
MSU
game.
MSU for the half?
For the half.
Kohler. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I agree.
I'm going to go Kohler.
Now featuring a three ball.
I'm going to go MSU.
That's the iOS update three ball.
I'm just telling you. I saw him hit a triple, and I immediately, the only thing that came to my mind was this drop. Like Rico and his Barca Lounger just going, oh, my. Exactly.
Yes. All right. The Paul Tyson fight. It's 8 rounds. The amount of rounds the fight goes or the amount of points Xavier Booker scores.
Oh God.
You can thank Evan Jenkins for this one.
Oh, sweet Jesus. God, Xavier Booker sucks.
This is pathetic.
Oh, my God. I can't even say that a 5-star kid can score 8 points. Are you serious?
So this is a good number.
This is a great number. Just give me Booker. I can't live in a world he's this bad. Give me Booker.
Ooh, what a good number.
Ooh Jim.
I think this fight goes the distance. So I'll say the fight.
The fight.
What is Xavier Booker, Yinka Dare? Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Edan Gibak on line 2.
He wasn't a 5-star, was he?
He's 4.
No.
Yeah.
I got Tom Herzog on line 4.
You know what?
You're doing it, aren't you? He's going Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I am.
All right, can Booker just transfer at this point? Can we be done?
I'm going to fight. All right. Gibbs and Montgomery to both score a touchdown, yes or no?
Yes. Blowout City.
Absolutely, yes.
Sonic and whatever.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Sure.
No.
Oh. David is just...
Gibbs gets 2. Montgomery doesn't get 1.
Wow. No, they're both going to score. Will Goff... Goff interceptions over under 0.5.
Under. It is a bounce back mobile Goff week. Under. He will play very well.
Yeah, and in a blowout, he's not going to be throwing the ball a ton either, so I'll say under.
Here's the thing. Ben Johnson called his offense out this week. They have to play better. Special teams defense is outplaying them. He will not have an interception.
I think he will still have 1. I will go over. Not his fault, but he will still have 1. Za'Darius Smith, sacks, over under, 0.5.
I'll temper my excitement. I'll say under. It's his first week in the scheme. Playing the run is every bit as important as playing the pass. Let me have 1 week. I'll say under.
And it also seems like the way they use weapons when they're first introduced into the system, it doesn't seem like they give them way too many reps way too quickly. Signed Jamison Williams. I mean, that took a while to get started. So I'll say under as well.
So I want to get clarity. You said sacks? Okay. All right. I'm going to go
Thank
over.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm going to go over it. Kenny, I see what you're saying, but he's been in the league. He knows. J-Mo was new to the league. Look, he's been fired up. He'll probably get one in the first quarter is how
wow.
I see it.
Wow.
Yeah. Longest play from scrimmage in the game for the Lions, over under 39.5 yards.
Under.
Over.
Yeah, it'll be over. That'll be one of Gibbs' touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm going to say over as well.
Oh, man.
Mac Jones passing yards over under 186.5.
I'll say over because if Mason Rudolph can do it, so can you. Over. Plus, there'll be one-dimensional blowout, garbage time. Over.
Exactly. You said exactly the phrase I was going to say, garbage time. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, they'll have to throw the ball for three quarters of the game to catch up. So, yeah, over.
All right. And finally, going back to Saturday, top 25 upsets. 19 games, two ranked teams are playing each other, over under 0.5. It's a lot of cupcakes this week.
Oh, this is SEC bye week for most schools, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you play Mercer.
Yeah. Over under 1.5 upsets.
Let's go under. Formful week. Under.
No chaos.
No, I don't think so, because you're right. It is Cupcake City this week. Yeah, under.
I really want it to be under. I'll say over. Emotional hedge.
Yeah, even South Carolina, Missouri is like...
You gigantic...
You're saying over?
Kenny, what is wrong? You're beating Tennessee.
Emotional hedge, Mike.
Yeah, South Carolina just crushing Missouri. Like, that point spread makes no sense.
Missouri's dead. Okay. They're a dead ball club. Okay. They're awful offensive.
The cockaboose.
Cockaboose.
Over.
Over. I'm going under. That's your Prop Bet Casino 97.1.